The following is a 1232 Studios production. It's your What's Up Raiders podcast.
And hello, Raider Nation. This is Gail Duane with the What's Up Raider podcast. And I want to thank you for joining me on this episode. We're going to call this one Reload, Rebuild, or What? And in a little teaser we put on social media, we discussed just real briefly first two options. That's rebuild, reload, and rebuild. And we left number three for those as a teaser to get their butts over here to the podcast and get the nitty gritty and spend some time for the deeper dive into the real subjects. So I want to thank any of you that are spending time here with the podcast. And let's get started. Let's talk about why we're doing this. Number one, it seems to be after the loss, we're all exacerbated. Our hair is on fire. Geno Smith is the worst ever. Fire him. And I keep hearing the same old words. I'm tired of him. He's trash. On and on and on and on. Understandably, we're the Raiders are 1-3. And Geno is the source for all of the current frustration. But let me tell you one thing. Prior to that, we were hearing how Ashton Jeanty was trash or he was a bust. And I think we found out this weekend with the same guys playing line. Of course, JPJ is back, and I think he made a big impact. But like I've been saying, Ashton Jeanty has been an arm tackle away from breaking a big run. And, you know, and that's usually after making two, three, or four people miss. So, you know, he got a full head of steam a few times this week and finally broke a big one for a touchdown. So I've been saying all along, Ashton Jeanty's the real deal. So he's kind of safe in this discussion. So with my discussion with Raider fans, all you again, let me give a shout out to Twitter, which is now X, Instagram, and the lovely folks over on TikTok. TikTok especially. I'm liking the love you guys are showing me over there with the support for the not only the TikTok account, but also for the actual podcast itself. So before we get started, I want to let you guys know you got something to add to the conversation. You have something you don't agree with or just something you feel like I should have touched on. Let me give you this voice line at 971-319-2976. And all of our socials, we're on X, Blue Sky, TikTok, Reddit, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and of course YouTube. You can find us under What's Up Raiders. So we're everywhere. We're trying to make this happen, and we can't grow without your support. And I want to thank you guys all for supporting us on wherever you're at. Whether you're on Instagram, TikTok, even the YouTube and YouTube Shorts are blowing up. So I appreciate all that you guys are doing. So let's continue right back into it. So we're talking about reload. And I told you right now that Geno Smith is the current target for the Raider Nation outrage right now, for their anger. And, you know, much of it is well deserved. I'll give my two cents on Geno. He's just, number one, he's throwing at people who are covered. They literally have their defender on their back, and he's still trying to squeeze it in. So number one, stop forcing the ball, Geno, to guys who don't wear silver and black. That'll help. Number two, the safeties are just playing center field on him. It's a combination of routes that I see. It's either deep end routes, some will call them drag routes, deep ends, or the pass right up the seam. That pass that's just behind the linebackers in between the safety, and the safety is just standing there waiting for something to be overthrown, tipped, or where he can make a jump on it. It's in the same area, and I do think Chip Kelly could help him out, but also at this stage in Geno's career, there's not a better coach than being self-coached. He's done this enough times to know, like, he can't let that ball sail on him. And if there's any confusion on a ball up the seam with a free safety sitting there waiting for it, you just don't throw it. Number one, it's going to be deflected, picked, or just a bad collision. And I didn't say he get his head torn off, because this is not the old days, but there's still a collision can happen. And it's just tipped balls in the air, turning the interception. So we don't need any of that. So Gino, you're number one. Number two, talking about reload, who would you reload? I mean, what are we going to do? Who are we going to keep? I mean, on offense, we're loaded, essentially, for a team that's 1-3. You've got Ash and Jenty. You got a good set of receivers with Jacoby Myers, Thornton Jr. You've got Brock Bowers. And shout out to Napa, California for Brock Bowers, Napa High School. Actually, the last team that I played my last high school game against in a shocking loss. We'll get to that another time. But you've got ballers out there. You've got, you know, Besh and waiting to get his turn. Who do you get rid of? Are we going to point the fingers at the O-line? Because I've heard they've been nothing but trash. They seem to play a little bit better this week when JPJ got back, but Colton Miller's injured. You got JPJ. And what are we going to do? Get rid of the other guys? Are we going to get rid of Meredith and Parham and, you know, DJ Glaze? Are they up for a replacement? Personally, I like the reload option best, without letting the cat out of the bag. Perhaps we keep JPJ and we, you know, I think he does, you know, it, I'm not saying get rid of JPJ, but I'm saying he's safe. But maybe we go out at our first, second, third, and fourth round picks and we find another JPJ to play on the left side. Either that or Dylan Parham needs to come to camp next year ready to earn his job over maybe some sort of competition that really has a shot for it. So do we need a bigger guy at center? I think so. Our best line in a while was when we had Derek Carr in 2017 and made the playoffs. And we had the best from, you know, tackle to tackle. We were loaded with studs. We need to get back to that, because essentially we have one first round pick on our offensive line. And if you're going to protect your quarterback, you need more than that in today's NFL. So that's the reload option. You guys tell me what you would do defensively. Reloading, perhaps we need a true replacement for Christian Wilkins. The verdict is out on Kuntz, as much as we're all rooting for him. There has to be a Batman to Max Crosby, Superman. There's got to be there needs to be a Robin to Max Crosby's Batman. Max Crosby played with his, you know, out of his mind this week. And we simply are letting him down in the prime of his years, losing games and not getting him a compliment player. So that's part of the reload for me. Maybe an additional linebacker with some experience to these young guys like Eichenberg and some of these other guys are ready to play. And I think the DBs will be a year older. I don't really think the Raiders need much, but listening to you all, it's time to rebuild. Let's get rid of Geno. Let's get rid of all these guys. The team is trash. What do you guys think? You know, shout out to the voice line at 971-319-2976. Tell me what you think. Are we really going to pay a guy $40 million a year to either sit on the bench or play for somebody else? You know, doesn't that sound like the early Reggie McKenzie years? Do we want to be in salary cap hell again? That's going to be another 2 years to bail that out. And that doesn't do any of our stars, whether it's Ashton Jeanty, Max Crosby. It's not fair to them to leave them. They have to play it one hand behind their back because they just don't have the money to go out and get players. So I think, let me give you one more thing that I think. I think Chip Kelly needs to get his game up. Perhaps he's got a learning curve. One thing I do notice that when the ball is out of Geno's hand quick, you know, he gets the ball in shotgun or pistol and it's out of his hands immediately, good things happen. It's either to Brock Bowers for his yak. It's either to Ashton Gentry with his yak, even Jacoby Myers, make a guy miss or two as he's running up the seam. Good things happen when the ball comes out of Geno's hands quickly. Geno Smith. And the Raiders, when Geno's sitting, we've all seen that. So I think Geno and Chip Kelly together, they need to get their act together. And like I've said in previous videos, I think that Chip Kelly has the ability to massage the situation and help call plays that work to Geno's strength. Let's stop staring down the middle of the field and let's air it out over the top. He's got a great deep ball. Let's get it out to the sidelines. Let's get it up over the top, and let's stop firing missiles down the middle of the field where everybody gets a chance to get them. So that's my take. So rebuild. Do we want to tear it all down? I don't think so. Some of you do. Some of you want Geno gone. Personally, I don't think it's time yet. I'm not saying it's never going to happen, but after game four, I'm not ready to give the guy the walking out the door. So, you know, I can tell you it took me till game three to get my act together. So there are some people out there in the world that understand that. So I want to shout out to the Wayne State Wildcats and Keith Simons. If you're out there watching, I want to shout you out as well, just being patient with the guy. So I think game four is too early, especially when your OC is learning, bringing himself back up to speed to the NFL with his new scheme and, you know, knocking off the rust and also learning a new system. So I'm going to give Geno credit. If we get to game 8, 9, and we're still seeing all these interceptions, my opinion is going to change. So I'm going to say bring in Kenny Pickett, and I sure hope he's paying attention, especially now in camp. You know, I don't think Kenny Pickett, who was once a starter, is going to want to sit on the pine for too long. You know, he's probably itching to get back in the saddle, get back under center, and start leading a team. So, Geno Smith, you've got somebody in your back pocket watching you, ready for competition, but I'm rooting for you. Rebuild, I think still too early to consider tearing it all down and putting us in salary cap hell. So what does that leave for us? You know, what do you guys want to do? The name of this episode is Reload, Rebuild, or What? What do we have left? Well, we have something called patience. And I know at 1-3, we don't want to be 1-4. We don't want to be 3-14. We don't want that. I got it. And we don't want to be picking in the first five. And some of you might even think we're trying to, I'm hearing this too. You conspiracy theorists are out there saying we're tanking for Arch Manning. And let it be said that Archie Manning, big man, Grandpa Manning, said there's no way Arch is coming out this year. Arch won't be out until 2027. So you guys who are conspiracy theorists, that's not the reason. So what's left? What are we going to do? I think we do something that the Raiders haven't done in quite some while. We keep stacking bricks and building this foundation. We need to be out in the first four rounds and get linemen. Go get the best tackle at wherever we're picking. Get the best guard at wherever we're picking, or get the best defensive tackle at wherever we're picking. Let's stop getting these guys in the sixth and seventh rounds. Let's stop getting guys who are projects. Obviously, there's been some misjudgment on what we had as far as offensive line. And I think that might be easier today since there's really not a whole lot of padded practices. And it's just not like the old days when they used to just bang two practices a day and really get to see what each other can do, what the players can really do. Preseason doesn't really give a good look. And a lot of teams are still trying to find their way into the fourth, fifth, and sixth game of the season. So it's different. And the evaluation may be a bit easier for some of these guys to appear to be ready. Personally, I like a center who's a hog, who can move and has a good anchor. As a quarterback, I never liked my center getting pushed back into me. I never liked having to run around a lineman who was next to me. So I want my guys going forward. And luckily I had the ability to move around, but I never liked getting guys pushed back into me. It just, you know, it just takes a hand out there to grab some, grab your jersey. And now you're, you know, you're kind of stuck waiting to get sacked. So Gino's got decent mobility. Let's just hope that, you know, we can finally make that move and start picking linemen that matter. You know, the Cowboys, they took a lot of heat for taking the best guard in the draft too early. Well, they got a guy who's a player and they filled a hole. So the Raiders, if we had another guard like JPJ, I think we would have never had any sort of misconceptions that Ashton Jeanty was the man that he is. So his season can only get better. So I say we're too early. We need to be patient. We need to be patient with Geno at least until game 8. It may be sooner, maybe game 6 if he keeps throwing these interceptions, but I'm hoping he and Chip can get on the same page. What say you, Raider Nation? What do you think? What's next? What is your or what? You know, reload, rebuild, or what? What do you say? Do we go out and go after somebody like Arch Manning, or do we keep ignoring the trenches? And as we can see, that's cost us. Yeah, we got Brock Bowers, and we missed out on the Polynesian kid from Oregon State. Brock Bowers was a big pickup, but I can tell you what, if we had that right tackle from Oregon State 2 years ago, we'd be in a different position. So that's going to wrap up for this episode. You tell me what you think. I'm at 971-319-2976. What's your or what? What is it that you think the Raiders should do next? Should we can Geno Smith and sit him down immediately, or be patient and give both him and Chip some time? That's my perspective. You know, I don't like losing like the rest of you, but that's my perspective. Let's give him a little bit more time. I think going 500 this year is a win for the Raiders. And, well, you really can't go 517 games. I think an 8-win season is a win for the Raiders at this point, but they got to get back on track. I'm a little bit concerned with the lack of – our kicking game was always tops. Raiders have always had a tops kicking game. For some reason, we're a little shaky right now, and I think that has to do with injuries and just having guys plug in at holes. So let's hope that Colton Miller is all right and that we can suit up and just get better week after week. So this is going to wrap up this episode. Feel free to reach out to us. That's What's Up Raider podcast. Hit us up on Instagram, TikTok, and all the socials. And until next time, I'll see you later. And go Raiders.
Raider Nation, be sure to give us a like and subscribe, as this helps us to create more Las Vegas Raiders content. Follow us on all of our socials, including Instagram, X, TikTok, Reddit, Facebook, and YouTube. You can even call and leave a message or text us at 971-319-2976.